New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. We have made it. Hello, Kath. How are you? Hello, Stephen. Oh, hang on. What? Can we not hear you? That's a problem. I've got you on full. Try talking again.
Hello, good morning. No, microphone is dead.
Microphone dead.
Oh, that's all right.
Technical difficulties early.
That's all right. Stephen, you two can share. We need proof of life here.
I am here.
Yes! We have three Novos and they are alive, but there are two people sharing one microphone at this point.
Which will be really interesting when the Weather Whiz Kid comes in and we have three people on one mic now.
That's fine. No. That's, you know what? Sometimes you just got to adapt to survive and overcome.
Fortunately, we have lots of other studios and lots of other microphones.
Yeah, well, something like that. We'll sort it out. It's fixable, I reckon. Now, good news. Yesterday, I was talking about how my mum almost died, right?
Yeah, what's the update?
Okay. She got herself a pacemaker,
yep.
Which is excellent.
Yeah.
How's this, right? For luck. They only do them Tuesdays and Fridays. Yesterday, Tuesday. Oh, we'll can fit you in. How good's that?
Well, lucky or unlucky, depending on how you see it.
Unlucky if she came in on a Wednesday. You got to wait all the way till Friday.
That is true.
So, you know what?
Seems outrageous that they only do it Tuesday, Friday. What if you need it immediately?
Well,
they'd probably put you in an ambulance and send you to see
take you a different place that maybe does it a different day. But still, they literally said to her, yeah, you would have had to wait till Friday.
Wow.
So, yeah, anyway, luckily she got it. So she's in good spirits, went and saw her yesterday, hung out for a couple of hours. Doing well. She's like, I feel better already.
Well, that's good news.
It is indeed. I mean, obviously still a long road of recovery ahead and stuff, but awesome. I'm feeling a lot better, more relaxed about the situation.
That's good.
You look more relaxed as well, which is good to see.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
That's good to hear. Anything exciting happening in Thornton overnight?
Don't know.
No. Oh, you weren't there. Where did you stay?
Oh, I was in bed asleep.
Oh, right.
Standard Jess behaviour.
indeed. Well, look, a little bit of a rocky start here. We've got to fix a microphone first up, but we'll sort all that out and catch up with Jess in just a bit for our First at Five news catch-up here on UFM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, UFM's First at Five with Jess.
Morning, Jess. We've got an update on the church group that got stuck in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, so the last update we had was late yesterday afternoon. At least four of the group have managed to get out of the country, but the families of the 29 who are still over there back in Australia are urging the federal government to help them get their loved ones out because they're still stuck after their flights were cancelled. This is a group from Granary Church in Mayfield. They were on a pilgrimage in Israel. They're meant to fly out at the end of this week, but have been caught up in the conflict that's going on over there at the moment, which would be, I can't even imagine being stuck in the middle of what's going on over there. So hopefully these guys can get home as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you imagine you go over there just to bit of a pilgrimage and see what it's all like, and you get stuck in all that. No one wants that.
No.
When the flights are cancelled, you feel so helpless, wouldn't you? Oh, yeah. Heart goes out. Hopefully, you know, not only them, but everyone, you know, as many people are okay as possible, and all this conflict's resolved as soon as possible, because no one likes to see this sort of stuff.
No way.
Digressing, changing a little bit here, Jess. In shock horror, Tamika Upton has been named on the Jillaroo starting squad.
She has. So she's making her debut against the Kiwi Ferns with the Jillaroos this weekend. Incredible season for Tamika. As you said, no surprise she's been named on the starting side. Her teammate, Caitlin Johnston, she's on the bench. Yasmin Clydesdale hasn't been named at all because, of course, she has to unfortunately sit this one out because of that one match ban from the NRLW Grand Final. Worth it, you reckon?
Yeah, worth it.
Okay.
Says worth it.
We've got a few other players around. Shanice Parker, she's playing for New Zealand. She's been named on the squad to play. Abigail Roach and Tiana Davison, they're on the bench. Tamira Liati, she's on the interchange bench for Samoa. Greg Marzu, he's in the reserves for Samoa as well. And week one of the Pacific Championships start this Saturday night.
Mm. Now, excuse my ignorance. What is the interchange bench? That's not just getting stuck at the interchange and forgetting to go get on
on the tram, is it? You just...
You just... You can be swapped out.
Oh, okay. Right, right, right.
I guess.
I'm learning. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
it. We should just turn his microphone off for anything sport related.
We'll give him my microphone, which
is
really
nice.
The
faulty one. I'll take the faulty one. That'll be right. Less for me to do. I just press the buttons. It's simpler.
UFM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
Oh, and I'm so excited because we are so close to soccer being back here in the Hunter. I mean, the A-League Women's, which was formerly the W League, launches on Saturday for our ladies in an F3 derby against the Central Coast Mariners.
Lovely.
And then the weekend following, the blokes launch their campaign against Perth Glory in Perth. But tonight is the season launch for the Newcastle Jets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all the big wigs are going to be there, you know, CEO and, you know, the new coach is going to be there, all the new players. And, of course, most importantly, the lifeblood of the Newcastle Jets, the stretcher bearers. We're going to be there in force.
Now, because you're the number one stretcher bearer for the Jets, will you be going over to Perth, your own home grounds, for that next game?
Conflict of interest, not allowed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, I put it out on the table there and I was honest and went, you know what? Like, I have a bit of history in Perth. And they're like, oh, maybe best you sit this one out.
Yeah,
stay in Newcastle.
Enough.
So
enough.
I won't be involved in that game, but all the home games this year I'll be trying to get to. As many as I can, obviously. Life gets in the way a little bit and you're a volunteer. So, you know, if you've got to
miss
one.
Yeah, but you are the number one, so that's the main thing.
Got plenty of apprentices I'm training, though, this year.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
You know, lots of people will be able to fill my shoes if I miss out.
If needed. Oh, excellent. Good stuff. And I'm sure we'll, of course, hear all of the, you know, thrills and spills of it coming straight from Stephen.
Well, I'm excited to hear from the new coach. And, like, it's happening at Modus Brewery as well. So I might sneak myself a cheeky
beer. Are you
going to
have a beer?
Yeah, might have one.
On a school night?
You know what? Nice for living.
Tomorrow should be interesting.
Isn't he a naughty boy?
Oh, he's always a naughty boy.
Jeez, we'll find all about that tomorrow.
Dr. Stephen is in the building.
Ooh.
With your prescribed daily dose of irony, right?
I'll be feeling better already.
I'm sure you will be. I'm sure you guys are aware of escape rooms.
Yeah, of course. There's a couple around the Hunter.
Oh, they've gotten so big in the last couple years. Mm. If you're not familiar, basically what happens is you get locked in a confined little space with some of your closest friends or family, and then you've got to somehow not bicker but work as a team to, I guess, figure out clues that get you out of the escape room.
So there's sort of puzzles and stuff like that.
Yeah, a key in a Bible, or, you know, there's a bit of like invisible ink, UV light on it, and that gives you a code, or I don't know.
Then you unlock another little lock or something like that.
Yeah, and so they're normally a bit of fun, and, you know, it's a good, a lot of workplaces use it as a team building exercise, stuff like that. But the script has been flipped in this escape room in Pennsylvania in the US because one prankster has thought it'd be funny to, you know, lock the escape room employees in an escape room themselves. So there's this video, it's gone viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
And basically what you can see is this man, he dashes out of an escape room out of the building and ties wires around the door handles to prevent the staff from getting out. But before the doors close, he slips in a laminated sheet of paper which contains instructions on how to escape. Their first set of clues, if you will.
Oh, my God. Because you know what's with these escape rooms? They're often watching you on camera.
And they're laughing.
Yeah,
they say they're not. They're laughing at
you. They are. They are. They'll often say things like through the intercom, like, you're getting warmer. You're like, oh, God, am I?
He's looked under like that lamp three times. There's nothing under that lamp. You know? No, it's all fun and games. So obviously, this man has gotten pretty frustrated that he can't solve these escape room puzzles. So he's gone, bugger it, and taken it out on the employees. Now, the staff from this particular escape room, like we said, this is in the States, has said that the assailant was known to the company, and he has done this before.
Oh, my God.
So this is not the first time that he's pulled the prank on them. No damage was caused and the company have not taken any action, but it's caused lots of debate online.
Mm.
You know, some people are saying, oh, how funny is that? So, you know, that's such a fun little prank. Others have gotten up on, you know, the fun police out in force as well. There's one comment, probably the top light comment on TikTok. I worked as a fire marshal in Pennsylvania, and under state law, the blah, blah, blah. God, have fun. It's a bit of a joke, isn't it?
I feel like I'm going to be on the side of the fun police, though.
No, you're not.
I'm not quite up with the fire marshal, but I'm, you know, a little bit concerned. If you've, like, had somebody with PTSD or anxiety or whatever, and you suddenly locked him in a building they weren't planning to be locked in, that would not be pretty.
I think it's on them, though, because they let him in a second time.
Yeah.
If you get locked in by the customer and go, oh, you can have another go.
You know how, like, in the like, early 10s, 2010s, there used to be the wall of shame on all the supermarkets? Where it was like, don't let, you know, this is a shoplifter. They'd
don't
all
let
great.
Him in, yeah.
They should have that wall of shame with his photo in it. You're right. They should just not let him in.
Shame, you know, trick me once, shame on you. That whole thing. Finish the rest of the joke yourself. Do a bit of work, all right? New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, here we go. If you haven't heard how Three of a Kind works, this is very simple. We give you three things, say three words, right, and you just have to figure out what is the theme between those three things. Call up now if you want to play, and you could win yourself a family pass to Rip It Golf.
Come on.
This is at Broadmeadow. They've got all the good stuff there. They've got the mini putt-putt. They've got the golf simulator as well, Stephen. You were saying that looks amazing, right?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of fun. You don't lose any balls in the golf simulator. That's the most expensive part of my golf trip is that I lose, you know, half a dozen balls every time I play nine holes.
That's it. Now, of course, this is your chance to call up and play. 4967-4105. Book your Christmas parties now at Rip It with functions tailored to suit your needs.
Do you two want an example?
Yes,
up
please.
Against each other this morning.
If you haven't heard the game, Stephen's going to do it. Here we go.
All right, so your name is your buzzer for the two of you. If I were to say to you guys, slide, seesaw, swing.
A Crevo.
Kath
in
I think
quicker.
Kath was in just quicker.
Playground equipment.
Playground equipment would have been correct.
One on the board.
Really, really simple in the morning.
Yeah, if you heard that and went, I could do that, this is your chance.
Back from yesterday, a runner-up. It is Sue from Stroud. How are you, Sue?
Thanks, how are you?
I am very well. You feeling more confident after your practice run yesterday?
Maybe.
Yeah, you sound confident. That's, you know what, words like maybe are words of confidence. That's what I've found.
You've got to fake it till you make it at least. All right, up against you, we go to Braxton. Morning, Vicky. How are you? You feeling ready to go?
Hey, good morning.
Oh, okay, that sounds like it.
Sounds like a yes, I think.
Indeed.
All right. Well, let's, you know, small talk out the way. Let's get into the business end of this segment. Before we do that, though, we do have to test everyone's buzzer. Your name is, of course, your buzzer. So, Sue, so you know what you're doing. You go first.
Sue.
Lovely. Vicky, you're next.
Vicky.
All right. Two loud and strong buzzers.
That's right. Here we go.
Best of luck to both our contestants this morning. The first one we've got for you. Paddle Pop, Bubble O'Bill, Magnum.
Sue.
Sue, quickest there.
Ice Blocks.
Yeah, ice cream's correct. Well done.
One on the board.
On the board. Bit of scoreboard pressure on you now, Vicky. You need to get this one.
Yep, yep.
You're ready. All right. The next one is multigrain brioche sourdough.
Cereal!
Vicky! Oh, I think Sue buzzed in first,
definitely,
unfortunately.
And that's what we have to accept.
All right, Sue, what do you think it is?
I was going to say bread.
Yeah, well, yep. You would have been correct.
And you are correct, and you're our winner! As our runner-up, you know what they say? Practice pays off, doesn't it?
That's exactly what they say. Well done, Sue. You're off to Rip It Golf. How good's that?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now, Vicky, as our runner-up, do you want to have another go tomorrow?
Why not?
Yes! That's what we're after.
That's the spirit. It'll be back same time, same place, right here.
Boys, I've mentioned a few times, I've got a few tradies in my life, right?
Oh, yeah. Is your brother one for one?
Both of my brothers. So older brother is a grease monkey, my younger brother is a fridgie. My best friend is also a grease monkey, but he works out of the mine.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hear a lot of tradie talk, and I thought I'd heard it all. But since coming to Newcastle, which is a next-level tradie town, which I love, right? I love that there is such a strong tradie culture here. I have heard so many new phrases.
Yeah,
interesting. Okay.
I thought I'd share with you some of the ones that I've learnt recently.
I like this.
Well, it's so funny because Cremo and I are so far from being tradies as well.
I own a drill. I'll have you know.
I reckon as a kid, I had aspirations of being a tradie, but a real Hollywood version of a tradie, you know, like sitting up on some scaffolding, a couple stories up, legs dangling, lunchbox in hand, shooting the breeze with the boys, you know, like,
which is obviously
not what being a tradie is about, but I thought, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, earning, you know, way too much money and now driving
the,
a ute.
Yeah, now I sit in this cushy studio away from the elements. Far so, from yeah. my trading lifestyle.
I was
lifestyle.
Thinking you were to say that the Hollywood version of being a tradie was working at Bunnings, but, you know.
No, I did that. Been there, done that. That's ticked off 5 years.
All right, so here's the terms I've learnt very recently, just in the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
A toolbox talk.
What's that?
Is a meeting.
Oh.
I was going
to
guess.
Usually an informal one, often about safety or changes to operations. But yeah, toolbox talk. I like it.
A meeting. Okay. Yeah. I can implement that.
Yeah. Around the team.
Job and knock.
Never heard of that.
Is that just do your job and go home?
Yeah.
Knock off?
So when you're paid by the job and not by the hour, right? You do the job and you knock off. It's job and knock.
Oh, I like that.
Awesome stuff. ID 10T.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of that either.
Huh?
Write it down. ID 10T. It's an EDF.
Oh. God, we've both been mugged off, Stephen.
There is a whole collection of sayings for when a job isn't right, and I love a whole lot of them, but there's a very long list. Things like can't see it from my house. They get that
bit
for free.
That. Yeah.
Blind man will be happy with that. So good their job's worth doing twice.
Yeah.
And the best terminology is always reserved for what they call their co-workers, especially the apprentices, as you know. But these are some of my favourites that I've heard recently. A sensor light. Only works when somebody's walking past.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Pretty good.
Blister. Only appears when the hard work is done.
Yep.
A platypus.
What's that one? Always the there with kid. The bill? No.
No. Protected species. The boss's kid.
Oh, that's interesting. Good. That's good, yeah.
A show bag. It's yeah. full of crap.
Yeah.
a grenade. Always waiting for them to pull the pin and quit.
Yeah, right.
And a MasterCard. Someone who's always taking the credit for someone else's work.
All good. All good.
Most of them, of course, can't be said on the radio. Like,
yeah, right. You know. There was a few there that you edited out, no doubt.
Most of them. 90% of the list can't go on the radio.
And you want 90% of the list could probably be used to describe Crevo's work ethic in this show as well, I reckon. Not doing it well.
I just press the buttons. It's simple, really.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
All right, gang. A new barn me alert.
Yeah, okay.
Get ready. So, you know where the Oasis Kebabs is?
Yeah, yeah. On Beaumont Street. There.
Yeah, on Beaumont Street, Hamilton. Yeah. They've got in that little centre bit, there's a new little Vietnamese takeaway that's opened.
Really?
They got banh mi, they got pho, they got all like the pork chop on the plate, you know, that you get with all the trimmings. I had the banh mi, both the lemongrass beef and the crispy pork.
Well, the two you've got to get. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the mandatory. 11 out of 10. Very
really?
Good. Yeah, competing with 233.
I'll put it on my list of things to try in Newcastle.
You should. You know what the big question is?
Yeah.
Are they open late?
That is a good question.
You're stumbling home from Beaumont Street, you know, like Exchange or something like that. Imagine a banh mi on the way home instead of a kebab.
Well, they've got some unusual sides as well. Like, they had, like, mozzarella sticks deep fried and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it wasn't
traditional. Traditional Vietnamese.
I don't know what's going on. But, like, the pickles were on point.
Nice.
Slightly on the sweeter side, if that is for or against you. But, wow, they got the bread and everything just right. So worth a try if you're a banh mi fan.
Well, there you go. Up next, though, one of our league stars, Dylan Edwards, has been confronted with a pretty difficult decision ahead of his Kangaroos debut. I think he's got it wrong. But I'm going to put it to the team and to Newcastle in minutes and solve this social dilemma once and for all here on UFM. And we'll bring Jess in from the newsroom here because the Kangaroo squads have been named, and the Jillaroo squads as well, of course, for the Pacific Championship. Tamika Upton, of course, in there, Woo! Which is no surprise, is it, Jess?
Not at all.
She's had a massive year. But on the Kangaroo side of things, there's been a debutant named in the form of one of our league stars, Dylan Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just been a big part of Penrith's championship-winning run, you know, like one of the stars of the game, really.
Yeah.
But his debut has come at a cost, right? Because he's going to have to miss his brother's wedding to represent his country. So he's been confronted with this decision, you know, with this, I guess, debate on what he finds more important. And he's gone, you know what? Don't care about my brother. I'm going to go play in the opening game of the Pacific Championship.
I'm sure
Are you kidding?
He cares about his brother.
It's a chance to play for your country, Stephen. You know what?
It's get another chance.
Are you against Australia doing well?
I'm not against Australia doing well.
See, sure seems like it.
And you know what? There are... I was trying to think, put myself in his shoes.
Yeah.
There are very few things I think I'd miss my brother's wedding for. You know, like a grand final would be one, or, you know, like
abysmal abilities.
No. Like a professional grade NRL grand final. I probably would. Maybe if, like, in the World Cup or something like that. But the opening game of the Pacific Championships, you can get, there's more games to come. You'll get another chance, right?
Really, though? Because you never know. What if something...
doesn't get picked again.
Yeah, or the team doesn't do well, and then they're blaming him because he wasn't there. And it's like, oh, you're putting like a little party over...
It's a little party.
A lot of pressure.
Over the country.
Well, you're an only child, Kreevo, so I can't ask you this, but I'll ask Kath.
Yeah.
How would you feel if you were about to get married and your brother was like, nah, can't come?
Probably wouldn't batter an eyelid.
You wouldn't? You don't reckon?
No,
I'd be blowing
day, like,
up.
Like, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I've got a big and blended family and we're scattered all over the place. So anytime any of us are really doing anything, one of us isn't there.
There you go.
I'd be blowing up. Deluxe.
Well, yeah, well, it just shows that you put yourself over the country.
What about you, Jess? Have you got siblings?
I got a brother.
Mm. Did you miss his wedding?
If it was for something really good, probably.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. You know, there'll always be other weddings, you
That's
know.
That's right.
Weddings happen all the time.
People get married, they get divorced, you know,
That's
life
it.
Goes on.
What exactly. a cynical way to exactly. view the world. I can't believe I'm in studio with three people who are just so, have such a, you know, downbeat view on the world we live
it's
in.
Not downbeat.
No,
we're just old.
We're just patriots, Stephen. That's what it is.
I can't believe I've got no help here. I can't believe I'm by myself.
All right, well, let's put this out there. Get Newcastle's opinion on this. 4967-4105. Your team, Stephen, Australia doesn't matter.
Or your team, that's outrageous.
The other guys, you know what? You do what you can. You do your bit for the country, that sort of thing.
Yeah, help us solve this social dilemma. $100 fuel cards up for grabs as well. And also, look, if you've got a story similar... Like, what did you miss the wedding for?
Oh, surely not.
Sorry, I've kind of just derailed this, but I'm interested in what people see as that top priority. What comes over a wedding of a family member or a close friend? Because I don't think there's much.
But Newcastle seems to be agreeing with Stephen. On the socials right now, 64% say no, they wouldn't miss their brother's wedding.
Yes, wow. That's it. You can get involved at the Novas _ on Instagram or at the New FM Facebook page. That's where the polls are up at the moment on the stories. You can also get involved 4967-4105. $100 fuel cards up for grabs. Would you miss your brother's wedding if you're in Dylan Edwards' shoes? Or what wedding did you miss? For what reason?
Just quickly, like, what, you know, you're so strongly against this. What's running through your mind saying he should 100% be at this wedding?
I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes.
Yeah.
And if, like, I've got a brother.
Yeah.
And I feel like either way, if he was missing my wedding or I was missing his, I'd be thoroughly disappointed, I think.
Interesting. You'd just be very gutted deep down.
And I also, like, this might be... Maybe people don't agree with this either, but I feel like the first game of the Pacific Championships isn't that important. Like, if it's
you're
a grand final
Australia,
or something
though.
Like that. Yeah, but there's
the
a lot of...
Australian cap is a big deal.
Mm.
Yeah, but it can come later. You know, he's only... What's he, 26 or 27 or something like that, Dylan Edwards? I feel like there's plenty of time for him to still make that debut for Australia.
All right, well, this is the debate. 4967-4105 to get involved.
Scotty, are you there? Have you got a story for us? Because I reckon you might have missed a wedding or two.
Oh, I got uninvited to a couple of weddings during COVID, but that's beside the point. This one goes back to my parents' wedding, mum and dad. My uncle, so dad's brother, was he's a skier, so he was overseas skiing in North America. Missed dad's wedding, missed my parents' wedding because he was working and just didn't come home. And then as a wedding gift, gave mum and dad a massive big picture of some mountain and said, yeah, this is what I was looking at and skiing on your wedding day.
Oh, so it just rubbed salt into the wound. Yeah.
That seems that was completely his wedding gift. That seems like completely unfair and he's missing the point completely. Wow. Let's go to the phones. In West World's End, Corey, what are your thoughts?
So I'm on, Stephen, I'm on, Crivo's side, but I got, have been de-invited from my sister-in-law's wedding.
Oh, de-invited? Why did that happen?
She just doesn't like me. So she's like, no, you know, she's not coming. She's even de-invited one of her bridesmaids that she was going to have as a bridesmaid.
You know what? Good news now. You can play for Australia when needed because you're not going to that wedding on that day.
That feels like such a primary school thing, doesn't it? You're not coming to my birthday party. You might rub someone the wrong way. No, you're not coming anymore. No. I'm not going to let you come.
You see this invitation? Not yours.
Ripping it up. That's unbelievable. But New FM and, you know, the Newcastle as a whole tend to agree on the polls at the moment.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, mate. You got to come back.
You're taking the win. New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
So yesterday, in lieu of doing arms at the gym, my partner Siobhan and I decided that we're going to go do a bit of bouldering.
Ooh.
A bit of like rock climbing, I suppose.
Not just on some of the cliffs around or?
No. We did it indoors. So we did it at Pulse Climbing. Mm-hmm. They've got a few scattered around Newcastle, but we went to the Warners Bay one, which is our closest one, I think.
Okay.
We've been thinking about doing this for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But it's been school holidays.
And get out your carabiners and all that?
No. It's not that high either. It's just kind of like a little freehand. They design it, you know? It's designed so there's different climbs for different skill levels and stuff like that. So you don't bite off more than you can chew.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've been thinking about doing this for a couple of weeks, but we're like, oh, it's school holidays. So
we'll wait
because it's probably a pretty desirable activity to do with the kids, especially while they're off in the middle of the day. So waited till this week when the kiddies were back, and guess what? School excursion. Full of kids. Couldn't believe it. How's your luck? So unlucky.
Do you push on, though, when you see that bus out the front?
Yeah, well.
Or do you just go, nah, let's do it next week?
I didn't even take any notice of the bus. And then walked in and there was kids running everywhere and they're doing, like, roly-polies on the mats. And, like, oh, I was like, dearie me. Lucky they packed up and left within probably half hour of us getting there.
Oh, you still did it?
Yeah. Still decided that. We'd driven there, you know, and we'd already signed our waiver and done all that online prior. So I was like, we're committed now. We might as well. And had a good time nonetheless. But yeah, it was so busy when we first got there. I thought, we're in for a nightmare. And the worst part is, these kids are showing me up. I can't do. I was like, Siobhan, I could have done that if I wanted to, but, you know, I'm not interested in that.
That one's slightly harder.
They're like hanging upside down and stuff. They got, you know, they're all skin and bone. These little like 12-year-olds, they got no weight on them.
Made of rubber.
Yeah, that's it. They're just, unbelievable.
No fear too. So were you better than your partner Siobhan or was she better than you?
Only better in terms of the ones where she's not very tall. So some ones where she can't actual reach.
So she would have been better if she had longer arms.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, I think so. My ego has been bruised a little bit. That's all I'll say.
You're not looking too physically bruised today, so that's okay.
Yeah. No falls to report, luckily.
That's good.
And another concert coming very soon to Newcastle is, of course, Paul McCartney. Performing at McDonald Jones Stadium on October 24. Now, there's a little bit of controversy, as well as a lot of excitement, right? Newcastle is getting pretty excited about this gig. Paul McCartney coming to town. There's a huge mural that's gone up. Don't know if you've seen this at the corner of Stewart Avenue and Hunter Street. Enormous mural. It's been done by Mitch Reds, one of the local artists.
Oh, yeah, legend.
But there's also a bit of chatter online because the hardcore Paul McCartney fans that have got in there and bought tickets early are feeling a bit ripped off.
Why is that?
What's going on here?
Well, cost of living, mate. It's biting. Same thing happened with the Kiss tickets, right? They've gone from thousands of dollars down to a couple of hundred. So from the chatter online, we can see that tickets that were previously $800 are now about $200. The $300 ticks are now about $100, right? So if you're a Paul McCartney fan and you looked at it previously and thought, no way I can go to that, likelihood is you probably can
afford it. You probably afford it now, yeah, if they've gone down that much.
And I mean, that sucks for the people who have previously bought tickets. And I mean, we've been stung as a station as well. I mean, we bought, I think, some like pretty high-end tickets. I think for like sponsors and stuff like that. I don't know, like thousands and thousands of dollars worth a sliver of what they were originally. But if you haven't bought your tickets yet, well, that's great news for you.
Yeah.
But we, of course, know that there's even cheaper ways you can do it. For starters, you can win them on Ticket Picker Box, which is happening next hour. Random plug, just chuck that in there. Here's a couple of other suggestions. McDonald Jones is currently hiring ushers. So you can go and get yourself a side hustle, second job, get paid to watch the concert.
That's even cheaper.
That is way cheaper, isn't it? Getting paid to go watch Sir Paul McCartney. Yes, please.
And the creative people of Newcastle have also suggested something that is apparently a bit of a local hack, which is a picnic rug in the centre of the trotting track. You can see everything, hear everything, and it's all good.
Oh, you wouldn't be able to see everything. You'd probably be able to see the big screen, maybe. Yeah, and you'd be able to hear everything, though.
If you own a rug, that is cheaper, isn't it? Because you just turn up and you use the rug you already own.
Mind you, though, if you haven't bought a rug yet, the way these prices are going, might be cheaper to buy a ticket than a rug if you give it another week, 2 weeks. Just give yourself some time.
You reckon they're going to keep going down?
Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe we'll have some more to give away.
Well,
who knows?
All I can hope is that we do. Your FM.
All right, buckle up, family. It is time for... Honestly, I'm so excited. I can't contain myself. Because joining us on the show is Season 3 winner of X Factor, Rhys Maston. I mean, he's coming to the Stag and Hunter November 3rd. Yes, yes. We are so excited. Thanks for joining us, Rhys. How's things?
I'm not bad. How are you guys?
Oh, we are...
Never better.
I'm so excited. I'm trying to contain me nerves because you're a big part of my childhood. Like a lot of people, we'd be familiar with your work from, you know, that time right after X Factor, Good Night, Rockstar. What have you been doing in the last 10 years? What's new?
I've been moseying on. I've been doing me. We haven't really stopped. 10 years have crept up pretty quickly. Just been cracking on, playing music, touring the country, doing the same thing.
Well, it's good to hear you've been touring the country. I'm new to Newcastle myself, Rhys. Have you spent much time in Newey?
Yeah, well, because I live in Melbourne now, but I used to live in Sydney, so we used to do a lot up in Newcastle. We were there last year, but I've always wanted to play the Stag, because we always end up in the Stag after gigs or before gigs or, well, whenever beer appropriate weather is, that's probably where we are.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm so excited you're playing there because I can actually, if I stand on top of my roof, I can actually see the Stag from my house. So this is perfect in a play. And it's such like a rock and music pub.
It is one of those venues, you know, unfortunately we're getting less and less of them in the country, but luckily Newcastle's still got one, which is a proper, you know, live music venue. It's got that kind of culture. It's got that vibe about it. And yeah, I can't wait. I'm buzzing to get to there.
It's going to be a great show. Can't wait to see it.
I want to know as well, for this show, what can we expect? Is there going to be lots of new music? Are you going to play the songs from yesteryear? What's the kind of, I guess, mix looking like for this gig?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the balance I've been trying to achieve over the last couple of years. Obviously, there's been a lot of new music come over those 10 years, but trying to find the sweet spot between the old and the new, which I think we've got. We just try and make the set now as upbeat and party as we can. So it's pretty non-stop. There's all of the hits in there. I never used to do them. I had a phase of my rebellious life where I didn't want to play any of the hits for some reason. I don't know what was wrong with me. But
I think that's a normal part of growing up, though, isn't it? I mean, you were very young when you were on The X Factor. How different is it now that you're a little bit older, a little bit more mature, got a lot more life going on?
Older maybe, not more mature. But, it's one of those things, I think, that you just evolve and you learn to love where you've been and where you come from. I think there's a little bit of like you're a kid, you don't always love what you loved when you were 16, and I think I didn't love where I was when I was 16, but it's kind of changed, and I kind of look at it now as like, oddly, I'm sort of slipping into nostalgia in some point, which is a bit bizarre.
So do you think Goodnight's going to end up being your Sadie the Cleaning Lady, which John Farnham hated performing but ended up loving in the end?
Yeah, well, we played it years ago. I had a bloke playing for me, and he started playing Goodnight, and I hadn't played it in probably like 4 or 5 years. And all the crowd just, there was people coming out of nowhere, like, and I'm like, oh, if people do like this song, all right, we'll give it a go. and we started playing it, and it just went mad. And I was like, oh, look, at the end of the day, like, if people grow up with it, I think that's the thing, you know. It's like, it was such a big thing back then. It's definitely made its way back in the set. It's rocked up a bit. We've definitely unpopped it a little bit, so it's got a bit more balls when you hear it live.
Nice.
But we love it, man. It's like, that's what it's all about.
It sounds like, as well, I mean, we're super excited. It sounds like a great way to showcase where you've come from and also what's new. An exciting way to introduce that to a lot of new people as well. Stag and Hunter, November 3rd. We can't wait to have you in Newey, Rhys. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Now for the weather from New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Emerson.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Kid.
Good morning, my name is Emerson McPherson. I am 10 years old and 40 at SPCC Waratah, and I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is sunny this morning, tops of 26 degrees this afternoon. Right now in Maitland, it's 15 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Yes! Wow. So good.
That was so good.
Now, Emerson in here has been very focused. You can pop your headphones back in. Pop them back on. You've been very focused over the last few minutes, and that focus has paid off. That's a lesson in life. Hard work pays off. So well done.
Well, I mean, practice makes perfect, of course. And I think that was close to the perfect weather read. But we're not the ones who judge it. We don't give a score. So what we're going to do, Emerson, is we're going to bring in a regular weather reader, Jess from the newsroom, and she's going to give you a score. So what are you thinking this morning, Jess?
That was so, so, so good, Emerson. I'm going to give you a 9.9 out of 10.
Whoa.
So good.
Jess is so stingy. What is a 10 weather read?
Bring me a coffee, a block of chocolate.
You know the way to Jess's heart now.
Bribery and corruption. That's not a life lesson.
Yeah, the new FM newsroom confirmed corrupt.
Hey.
9.9. That's a great score, Emerson. Well done,
well
of course.
Done.
Unreal.
You scored yourself your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party, and play. Unlimited play time, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. You can book at kidsworldplay.com.au, or you can get it by being the new FM Weather Whiz Kid. Oh, my God. Just as Emerson has done. Well done this morning. You've smashed it. Congratulations.
Yeah, so, so good. And like Stephen said, get your own booking in now, newfm.com.au. And now up next, Kath, we've got a bit of a new game, or not new really, but new
we're
to you.
We're bringing it back.
Yeah.
Clickbait Roulette back shortly because we've got a bonus singer's voucher to give away midweek.
Yes, that's it. So stay tuned here at New FM.
The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. The Novos. Clickbait Roulette.
Oh, here we go. If
Let's
you've
go.
Never heard this before, let me explain it to you. It's basically two truths and a lie, of course, but with clickbait-style newsy articles.
Yeah, I'm so sick and tired of how out of hand clickbait's gotten in the tabloids, on your social media, even in the newspaper. It's ridiculous, right? So we've made fun of it.
That's
basically,
it.
We made light of it with this game, Clickbait Roulette. So two truths and a lie, like you said, Crevo.
Yeah.
I've got three articles in front of me this morning. I'm so excited.
Now, of course, the prize, this is what's exciting for you. You can call up and play. You can win yourself $50 worth of meat, all thanks to Singo's. And boy, do they have good meat over there at Singo's. Such a great selection. It's great low prices as well.
And we've said it before, but we'll say it again. Way better than the meat raffle at local.
Yeah.
Because they put some good stuff at the top of that meat raffle normally, and then there's like rubbish down the bottom.
They hide all the fatty chops at the bottom.
Whereas you can pick. You got $50 to pick whatever you like at Singo's, which is perfect. So
okay.
This is what we need to do.
If you want to win, 4967-4105. Stephen will have the articles today.
And he seems to be enjoying this far more than
he loves
any
it.
Human should be.
That's all right. Kat's going to help you out, though, and be sort of your assistant to, like, unpick the truths from the lie. So
should we meet our contestant this morning? The person I'm trying to fool, the person joining your team, Kath?
Yeah, well, I'll try and help him out much as I can.
All right, it is Stewie in Tomago. Hey, Stewie.
Hey, bro, it's Stewie, but Stewie would do just as long as I'm not late for a beer, cuz.
I can't even hear what that name was. What was it again?
Huey.
Huey.
All right.
Huey.
Oh, we apologise, Huey. All right. Well.
Oh, good. You didn't call me late for a beer, bro. I'm good.
All right. Well, let's get into this, Huey. So you understand the premise, right? Three articles I'll read out for you. Two of them are true. One of them's fake. You've got to guess the fake article.
Yep. Right.
All right. Let's get into this. So the three articles I've got for you guys. Article number one. Mike Tyson reveals infamous pet tiger Kenya had a cub, which he's been secretly keeping for more than two decades.
Okay, the Kenya cub.
Article number two. It's delicious. Brody Jenner makes breast milk latte after running out of almond milk.
Ooh.
Oof.
And article number three. Gwyneth Paltrow uses her 1999 Oscar trophy as a doorstop. Quote, it works perfectly.
Oh. Now, this is tricky. All right, so, Kath, you're going to be the coach here to help Huey from Tomago work this out.
Huey, are there any of these three stories you think are most definitely true that we can kind of knock out?
Definitely not, or definitely true? Tyson did have a tiger. I'm pretty sure he did that, but I don't know about impediment because he's been through some
difficult times.
I don't know how to actually keep that tiger this long.
But if he had a tiger, that's possibly true, right?
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we put that one to the side as definitely true? Let's look at the other one. The breast milk latte. What do you reckon?
I'm not too sure on that, but because there's no tits on an almond, so I don't know how they run out of milk with that.
Yeah, well, that's right. No pits in an almond. I hear what you're saying. All right.
Okay. All right. And Gwyneth Paltrow using using her Oscar as a
doorstop.
I reckon that's probably true. What do you reckon?
I reckon that's probably true too. I'm probably.
Well, mine's not great, so we're knocking out the Gwyneth Paltrow one sounds of it.
You're ready to lock in the breast milk latte as possibly being the false story there?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. So, has Huey got this right?
So, we've locked in It's Delicious, Brody Jenner makes breast milk latte after running out of almond milk as the fake article.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's correct.
That's a true one, isn't it?
It is a true article. It is a true article. As is Gwyneth Paltrow using her 1999 Oscar as a doorstop, the Mike Tyson Kenya Cup. I've just made up.
Oh, well, there you go. No win for Huey.
Thanks for playing, Huey.
Indeed. You don't always win, but that means next week it doubles.
We got more money to give away on Friday, thanks to Singo's as well. The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. $100 on Friday for your Feel Good Friday. It'll be back then.
It's your choice. Box 1, 2, or 3. What will it be? New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
It is time to play New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
Yes!
It is an exciting thing. We've got tickets to Sir Paul McCartney, The Cause, the movies, Newcastle Jets, and you can win just by being the right caller through, the first caller through, 4967-4105. Everyone who gets on the air in Ticket Picker Box is a winner. We just don't know which tickets you're taking home.
This is what's so good about it. You're guaranteed to take something home just by getting on the air, right?
Literally the easiest way in Newcastle to win prizes. And it's only local winners as well. So you're not competing with everyone. You know, you look at your neighbour on each side and they call it. You got to beat them.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Simple as that. So call now, 4967-4105.
Let's go to Weston. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very well, thanks. Now, do you understand how the game works?
I do.
Of course you do. I knew you would.
You get this. You're smart. You sound smart.
All right. So what we're going to do for you, Andy, is we're going to play a bit of thinking music for you, and then you can, you know, deliberate in your head if you're going to pick box 1, 2, or 3. At the conclusion of the music, we're going to force you to make your selection.
All right. Let's go. Thinking time starts now.
So many things to consider. Stephen has box 1, Quivo box 2, I have box 3. Three different prizes. Which one do you want?
Quivo, don't let me down.
Box 2, you say? And I haven't. You've got yourself a double to see Paul McCartney. Woo, how good is that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's more than pretty good. That's about as good as you get.
God, hard to impress Andy, isn't it? What do we have to do to solicit a scream out of you, Andy?
Not
possible.
Not possible. Oh, well, congratulations. Simple as that. And, of course, the chances to win this doesn't end here, does it, Steve?
No, not at all. We play right throughout the workday. So, I mean, Scott's got you for, like I said, your workday. Joel's got you for your drive home. And then it's back same time, same place tomorrow with us. It just the winning continues right here on New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
Oh, the place to get it, the man with it, Scott the Chippy Frappell in today, and a story about a UK TV presenter. What's going on?
Yeah, this is actually mind-boggling stuff. Her name's Holly Willoughby. Now, if you don't know the name, I don't blame you. She's very, very big in the UK. She's on a show called This Morning, which is essentially like a Today Extra. It's gossip and fashion, entertainment news, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. A counterpart for you, really.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Her hand in hand. like peas and carrots, we go together. She's been in the news a bit over the last year. There was a big scandal with her ex-co-worker, Philip Schofield. He was having the affair. Back when Queen Elizabeth II unfortunately passed away, there was footage of Holly and Phil cutting the queue to go and pay their respects, a whole thing.
Yeah.
So she's been through the media a lot this year, but now she's quit because, I kid you not, there was a plot by someone in the UK to kidnap her.
I saw this.
Whoa.
Outrageous. It's something out of a movie.
Yeah.
It's not, yeah, this isn't real life.
No, you would not believe it. This has been breaking over the last couple of days. The police jumped on it and the person that they were like, yeah, you're the bloke, they've put him in captivity.
You're kidding.
Yeah, but there was a plot.
I thought this was a wind-up. Like, I just thought it was like a dumb publicity stunt.
No, there was a plot. They when they raided the culprit, I think his name, that's the word I'm looking for. When they raided his house, they found a whole heap of nasty stuff in there. So they reckon it could have gone even further than just kidnapping. But that, again, is an allegation.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been a whole thing breaking over the last 5-6 days. And this morning she's announced, no more, I'm done.
She's
calling it quits on this morning.
That really sucks in a way that this whole thing has, you know, whatever you think about her as a person and whether she should have cut queues and whatever, you shouldn't feel threatened like that in your job.
Absolutely not.
Whatever your job is, and it shouldn't make you have to quit your job. That really sucks.
Yeah,
you know?
Look, it's we don't know where to go from here, but she's got, from what I'm reading, she's got a few kids, and spend time with the kids and just get out of the public light for a bit. Honestly, I do not blame her in this life. No. It's what a horrific thing to go through.
Yeah, that's so scary. It's like you're watching an episode of Castle or NCIS or something. They got the stalker wall with all the pictures and all the God.
Awful stuff.
Like you said, Crevo, wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy, would you?
No. Absolutely not. Awful.
Hopefully you've got a happier story for us for number two there, Scotty.
We do. Change of pace. Seinfeld. Great show. Jerry Seinfeld has come out teasing a potential reunion.
No way.
This I find hard to believe.
So do I, because Seinfeld finished years and years and years ago. It's been more than 25 years since the finale ended. Apparently, it's called a divisive finale. Now, I must admit, I've never watched the finale of Seinfeld. I've watched a lot of it, but not the finale.
It was a highly controversial finale.
I've heard it wasn't great, and I don't want to get to that point. I really, really don't. Okay. So, apparently, he's been talking at a stand-up show recently in Boston, saying that, here's what I can tell you. Something is going to happen that has to do with the ending. That's it. All he said. You'll have to wait and see.
I'm going to call it early. It's going to be like the Friends reunion, but they just drag everyone onto a couch and tell a couple of stories. Yawn on is what I'm saying.
Well, the Friends reunion was such a waste of time. Matthew Perry looked like he would rather be anywhere else in the world. Like, what?
For some reason, he looked really tired. I had no idea why.
Well, he came out throwing shade at all of them, being like, none of you have contacted me in the last 10 years.
Yeah, they all had a group chat without him or something.
Yeah. It was a lot of dirt-ish.
I feel like a lot of the cast from Seinfeld have come out and said, like, explicitly, no reunion. So it's interesting that Jerry's come out and been, yeah, it might be one.
This will be fat. Like I said, I'm calling it now. All of them on a couch, couple of stories, nothing to see here.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos. New FM.
And as I was saying, guys, I put into the internet machine that I, you know, was looking for a gym, looking for, you know, I needed to lose some weight. Now, I battle with my weight always, right? I have always been big, and I kind of go from big but okay, but big to not okay, get back down to big but okay. And I'm fine with that, right? I own the fact that I'm fat and I enjoy it. But I really hate fad diets. And what I really, really, really hate is anytime you kind of mention you need to lose some weight, you get bombarded with the latest craze and stupid idea.
And some of them, that you hear them, you go, they sound so ridiculous.
And I've heard all of them, right?
Yeah, right.
Keto, paleo, low carb, high carb. Metabolic confusion I actually fell for and gave a try, right? This is where you go high carb one day, low carb next day, high carb. And it supposedly confuses your metabolism and I've got to tell you, it doesn't work.
Oh, my God.
None of these things work.
I remember my mum once went on like this one that was like a cabbage soup. Oh, my God, it stank up the whole house, and it was a total non-success.
And there's all these kind of weird ones, like the fasting diet. Don't eat anything for 16 hours. Like, Okay, and then there's the air diet where you don't eat anything at all.
Except air.
Except air.
That doesn't feel safe at all.
This is also not healthy
for Newcastle. Yeah, that's right.
And we put this up on the socials last night, and Newcastle appears to be with me on this. The only diet they recommend is the seafood diet. Seafood and eat it.
Which is good gear.
Yeah. It never gets old either, does it?
No. I know. But let's go to the phones and get from Newcastle. I want you to vent with me this morning. All right, join with me in my misery about how stupid dieting is. 4967-4105. The stupidest diet you've heard, or maybe the best dieting advice you've got.
We'll take either.
We'll take any of it. Of course, up for grabs today, just for sharing these ridiculous diet suggestions. $100 fuel card.
In Elibana, good morning, Alice.
Hi.
Hi, what's your dieting story?
You know, back when Weight Watchers was huge and you had to go and have your meetings every week and get weighed in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that shocking. You know, standing on the scale, absolutely no difference every single week after you've tracked every little tiny increment that went into your mouth.
Yeah, not great for the mental health, not only tracking every single thing you put into your body, but then having to weigh yourself in front of people is just...
Doesn't feel healthy.
The business model of companies like that as well has always been confusing to me, because if they really want you to lose weight, then once you've lost the weight, they lose your business. Surely part of them, they want to keep you, you know, keep your business, keep your money flowing through.
Well, maybe. I'm not saying that's the case, but it sounds like a solid theory.
Let's go to Roz in Raymond Terrace. Roz, what's your dieting story?
I went on to keto, and it's really good, actually. I lost about 5 kilos in a matter of a month.
Yeah.
I'm doing aquarobics, and it's just basically just keeping on your carbs and the sugar.
Yeah, it doesn't work for everyone, certainly doesn't work for me. I've tried it, and in fact, it's actually not recommended for people with migraine. To go back on my migraine soap for a moment, anything low-carb is not recommended for people with migraine. It doesn't work.
Okay.
Our chemistry is different.
Stoked here is working for Oz, though.
Yeah,
keep
absolutely.
It up.
Fantastic. Let's go to Shoal Bay. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
All right. What's your dieting story?
Well, I heard the previous caller mention keto. I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in November, and I went on it last year, and I've lost about 10 kilos. But, I mean, it doesn't work overnight. You know?
Yeah, right.
And I agree what you said about low carbs. I know it's really more about the sugar, I guess, with diabetes, isn't it? You got to keep off the donuts and the chocolate and all that stuff.
Oh, so all the good stuff. You can't eat anything good. Is that right, Guy?
Yeah, but I never used, you know, yeah, how Aussies like to smash avocado. Well, I just hated avocado, but I've really got to love it over the last 6 months.
There you go.
It's funny how when you change your dieting, you know, change what you eat, you know, your body does adapt
and
very,
react.
Very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck to everybody on your weight loss journeys, particularly those that have been confronted by a medical diagnosis like diabetes. That is tough, and you literally don't have a choice. You have to get it done. I'm sure your mum will probably be getting a lecture about what she eats after getting her pacemaker as well.
No doubt, indeed. Well, look, like you said before, if it's working for you, that's excellent.
And I feel good on Wednesday after hearing some success stories as well.
Yeah.
Got me up and about, aren't they? Cured my midweek blues, I reckon.
Makes me a little bit more positive heading off to meet the personal trainer this afternoon. We'll see how we go.
You got this, Kath. You got this.
Another hump day done and dusted for the week. I'd say I'm sad to go, you know, but I'd be lying to myself and you guys, because I'm actually very excited for the jet season launch tonight.
Oh,
so I can't stay here forever. I need to go home and figure out what I'm going to wear. Like, do I wear a suit?
Yeah, definitely.
Probably, isn't it?
I think you should tie it up.
Tuxedo. Absolutely. Definitely a tuxedo.
And we want to hear all about it tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to have to see if I fit into my suit to begin with. I think the only suit I've got is my ball suit.
Yeah,
from
right.
High school.
Now, is this because you've been bulking up? You're so muscly these days from the gym, isn't it?
We'll go with that.
Okay, sure. Sounds good. We'll enjoy that.
Before we go, though, we need to award the caller of the day, and I reckon it's got to go to Guy in Shoal Bay, who's done so well with the keto diet, getting his diabetes under control. Champion
awesome.
Effort.
Yeah, $100 fuel coming your way, Guy. And best luck to you today, Kath, as well. You said you're meeting your PT. You just slipped that into the last break. Thought we wouldn't say anything.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
That's going to go great. I've got faith in you. You got this, Kath. You're going to smash it. We'll see you tomorrow. Catch you then.
We'll see you then. Bye.
See ya.
You've been listening to The Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.